Yar and Daf Memzain Amad Beis Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Chavtzei Nochi Ein Koinen Shvise Chafetzim that belong to a goy, there's no Indian of Kenyan Shvise by them. Ein koinen shvise, so Rashi says, what does that mean? Varei hein keraglei kol odom. They're like keraglei kol odom. Ve'im bo michutz letchum. Michutz, mesaba michutz letchum ha'ir, lesoich ha'ir. Muta lo'ilichon lechol ruach. That there was no kinyan shvise chutz letchum ha'ir. So Memela, when it comes L'Sai Chayir, it's Muta Leilichon L'Chol Ruach. Now, the Lashon of Rashi L'Sai Chayir could be one of the two. Rashi could mean to say L'Sai Chayir and the ear is not Mukif Chayme, because if the ear is Mukif Chayme, so then since we Paschal from Gamliel, I feel it's something that is Bo Michutz L'Tchum, you have the Kol Ear is Kedala Damis. So maybe Rashi means to say that the ear is not mukif chayme. Tafal pikein muta lohaylichon lechol ruach, because it wasn't kaine shvise chutz letchum. Or muta lohaylichon lechol ruach could mean afilu chutz leir. So I'll upon him that you don't have the heter of kol ear kedalad al dalad amos. Afal pikein, it is muta because the nichsei akum were not koine shvise michutz letchum haya. Ein koine shvise. That is the memra of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Frag the Gemara lemar. Who is he saying this chiddush according to? Ilayim el rabbonon. If he's saying according to the rabbonon, pshit. Hash the hefze hefke the less lohu bailem and kaine shvise hefze hanochi dis lo bailem mi boy. According to the Rabbonon, so we see as follows. Hefze hefke are not kaine shvise. According to the Rabbonon. So hefze hefke are not kaine shvise. So we say that the chefetz mitzad atzmoi is a lav bar kinyan shvise. A chayfetz is only kaine shvise mitzad the bailem. So memele, a bailem nochim is zichem, there's no dine shvise in tchumim by a nochim. So memele, so it's poshet. How would I ever have a hava mina that chavtze nochim should be kaine shvise according to the rabbonon? You don't have any sibbe whatsoever. Sai mitzad the chayfetz not, and sai mitzad the bailem not. Ela alibe de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now, lochere de chiddush is according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Kamash malon, eim adom a Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, kainin shvise, hani mili, chavtze hefker, de leslo bailem. What Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri holds, when can a chayfetz be kaine shvise that stavkev chavtzei hefker? So it's not nigra keraglei habaylem. Avol chavtzei hanochi de islu baylem. But chavtzei nochi de islu baylem loy. So that is the chiddush according to Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri. So let us perhaps appreciate the chiddush. The chiddush is as follows. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we see that chavtzei hefker are koine shvise. Afal pikein, if you'll have chafetzim that belong to a yid, so then lechayre daloche is it's keraglei habaylem. It's not koine shvise where the chafetz is standing. Let's say, the chayfetz is 1,000 amis away from the bailem. So lechayre the mokim shvis of the chayfetz is where the bailem are. Chevtzei a bailem is keraglei ha bailem. So we see that even though a chayfetz mitzad atzmoi is a bar kinyan shvise, if it wouldn't belong to anyone, it would be kaine shvise bim kaimoi. But if it belongs to someone, so we say the bailis that the bailim has over the chayfetz is machia where the mokim shvisa should be. So that means mitzad the bailim, the mokim shvisa should be the mokim a bailim. Mitzad the chayfetz, lulei bailis a bailim, it should be where the chayfetz is. So we see if we have a conflict, if the mokim shvisa is where the chayfetz finds itself, or where its bailim is, so the hachro is that it's nigra keraglei habailim. That is the halacha according to everyone. But afal pikein, one could say that is only when the medubar is which mokim shvisa is ikel, the mokim shvisa where the chayfetz finds itself, or the mokim shvisa of the bailim of the chayfetz. So we say that the mokim shvisa of the bailim is the ikah mokim shvisa. So mamela the chayfetz is nigra boso the bailim. But what would be if you'll have a bailim that doesn't have a mokim shvisa? Cheftzei nochri. So perhaps there'd be a svara to say, so pshat is the bailim don't have a mokim shvisa. The chayfetz mitzad atzmoi could be, if you'll cheftzei hefke are kaine shvisa, so could be the chayfetz mitzad atzmoi should be kaine shvisa. So could be, there would be a havamina later, we'll see in the sugi that there is such a tzad, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that holds that cheftzei hefke could be kaine shvisa, so it could be a bailim nochi is not megarei in the kinyan shvisa. The Giroin is only if both have Kinyani Shvisa, which Kinyan Shvisa is the Ika. But if the Bailam doesn't have anything, so then I could say that the Chayfetz is Kaina Shvisa Bim Kaimai. Is Kamash Malon? No. That whenever a Chayfetz has a Bailam, it's Nigra Bosa the Bailam. And if the Bailam is a Lava Kinyan Shvisa, so the Chayfetz also doesn't have a Kinyan Shvisa. So that is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, a Bailas Akum is Mavkia from the Chayfetz, the Dine Shvisa, which it would have had if there wouldn't be a Bailas Akum over it. Zogt Rashi, Chavtzei Hefke Likele Meime, Liknu minafshayu omri rabbonon dein koinim. So mitzad the chayfetz, the rabbonon hold that there are lav bakin yin shvise, chefze hanochi, this lo bailim. But he ain't, so it's the chayfetz not, so it's what else the bailim, but he ain't kemoison. U baileim les lo shvise, the lavene shvise ninu mi boi. So according to the rabbonon, is nishta vosterem, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it'd be a mokim to think that chevtzei nochim are equivalent to chevtzei hefke. It's kamash malon. No, that is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Moshmu. Meisvei, fek the Gemara kashe, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer oimer, hashoyol kli min hanochi biyontev. If a person borrowed a keli min hanochi biyontev, so that means erev yontev, it was by the goy. The yid borrowed it in yontev. V'chein, hamashil loyle nochi kli me'erev yontev. Or he lent his own keli to the goy erev yontev. So this keli was by the goy erev yontev. V'chziru loy biyontev, and he returned it in yontev. V'hakeilim v'ho'oitzreish sheshovsu b'soichatchum. Keilim, which find themselves in oitzreish, sheshovsu b'soichatchum. This is a parsha, what this bove is telling us. Let's not go into this bove as yet. Yesh lohen alpayim amo l'chol ruach. So they have alpayim amo l'chol ruach. And Rashi explains that we're speaking about, let's speak about the first two cases. The first case was that the goy lent him the keli in yontiv, and there was, betchilas knisas hayayim, it was by the goy. And they're speaking about that the goy lived in this shtot also. is Yesh Lahen Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. So it has Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach, that means it has L'chayre D'shtot and Alpayim Amo around it. V'nochi Shehevi Loi Peiris Michutz L'tchum. And what if you have a case that the Nochi had Peiris, he did not live in the ear. He lived Chutz L'tchum Ha'ir. And the Nochi brought Peiris Michutz L'tchum. So since the Peiris were kind of Shvise Chutz L'tchum, so now it's Chutz L'm Kaimam. So Memela, one is not permitted to move them. So the Gemara says, Yamrit B'shloime Kesova Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. So here we see an often the Baraisa, that it seems that Chepzeh, the last above is Zichin, and the first above is also. That we see that the Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that Nichsei Akum Akai Neshvise. Is he Amrit B'shloime Ksova Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Chepzeh Nochri Kai Neshvise Omoni Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri? So then we can say that this Barais is going. Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Eloi Amrit Ksova Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Chepzeh Hanochi Ein Koinin Shvise. But if you'll say that he holds Chepzeh Nochi is not Koinin Shvise, so Hamani Loi Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri V'loi Rabbanon. So it doesn't go according to anyone. The Rabbanon Zichah can't hold that Chepzeh Nochi a Koinin Shvise. If you tell me Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri also doesn't hold it, so who does this Baraisa go accordingly? And for the Gemara. La'olam kesava Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chepzei hanochi kainin shvise. So the Gemara is chayza. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that svara that we had said before, that a bailus nochi is not migareya, tak Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like that. It's tak kainin shvise. Ushmuel, diomar, Ishmuel said the chepzei nochi manak kainin shvise, kerabon. Udika Amrit, Ayu Estakashe, Le Rabbonam Shite, according to the Rabbonon, why do I need a memre of Rabbi Yudah Mishmul to tell me that Chepzei Nochi Einem Koinem Shvis? It's Poshet, Chepzei Hefker is not. So you see, the Chavitz Mitzad Atma is Allah Bakinyan Shvis, only Mitzad the Bailam, no, a Bailam Akum Mazichanat, a Sibbe of Kinyan Shvis. No, the Biazaitik is for it. Not me ikaradin, or mao de taime gzeire bailem de nochi oto bailem de Yisrael. That means we might make a gzeire. This is a bailem, this is a bailem, and if you say people won't differentiate. So therefore we would ask a bailem de nochi oto bailem de Yisrael. That's the chiddush. It's kamash malon. So that's what Rav Yehuda Mishmul is telling us. That according to the Rabbonon, we're not geyser bailem de nochi oto bailem Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Yudah Meshmul holds. The Rav Chiya Bar Ovin Omer Rabbi Yochanan holds chevtzei nochi koinen shvise. He holds that Rabbi Yochanan holds chevtzei nochi is koinen shvise. Afilo according to the Rabbonon, because we pass like the Rabbanon by Chepzei Hefke, Gzeire Bailam de Nochi, Oto Bailam de Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Hashoyel Kli Min Hanochi U Ben Iroi Have. And this guy was a Ben Iroi. V'chein Hamashiloi Kli Me'erev Yontef. V'kone Shvisa Eitzel Hanochi B'soich Tchum Ha'ir. Was by the Goya Rav Yontef. V'hakeilim v'ha'oitzreis. So Rashi says it's not two cases. Sha'asom oitzer. He made an oitzer from these keilim. He put them away in storage. Yesh lahem alpayim l'chol ruach. V'afilu hein shel hefker. Now, we're going to come back to this Rashi after we finish the sugya, but just let's understand what Rashi is telling us. Rashi is telling us that keilim ba'oitzreis afilu ein shel hefker. That means, even though they're hefker, they are also koine shvise apayim. It says, what does it say in the Baraisa? Vakelem va'oitzris sheshavsu b'soichatchum yeshlam apayim amal l'chol ruach. So this is Zichra B'yechanim Ben Uri. Afilu ayin shal hefker. The koine apayim amal l'chol ruach. Now, but we have to appreciate what's the afilu. Vaisis, if they're not shal hefker, they zicha have alpayim amo l'chol ruach. Now that already is problematic. If the natural hefker, so they like the raglei habaylim. What's shat? Ashes afilu ain shel hefker. Rashi saying the b'rais isn't speaking about this. The b'rais is speaking about another case. Afilu ain, or the b'rais is telling us this chiddush also. But al kaponim, it seems that there are two halachas involved over here. Halacha number one, where they belong to a bailim, their koinish, alpayim l'chol ruach, b'afilo ein shel hefker, also koinish. So we have to know, Tosis is going to speak about that, which is the first case, which is more poshet, that they have alpayim l'chol ruach. You're done with the kelim. So that will put this on hold, and we'll wait till we come to Tosis. Uchli shekone shvise eitzel hanochi. Now let's go back to that the goy was mashal that he was mashal the goy akeli. Uchli shekone shvise eitzel hanochi. He was mashal to the goy the keli. Ve'irzilu lebailim. Ve'irvu bailov lemizrach oyle mayrov. En yochel lohitziyoy me'alpayim. That means it says, this says alpayim like the goy. So memele, so I don't look at his status, his status of a tchum. I look at the goy. And it is koina alpayim amo l'chol ruach. And that's the tchum of the keli. If the goy came chutz limkoimai, chutz mitchumai, lezizim bimkoimam. Tekonu shvisa bimkoimam. Rayotzu chutz letchum, bein lahem ela arba ameis. Frag the Gemara, homoni diktoni chefze hanochi koinen shvise, Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri. Kloima, I mean, we hear about Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar, Ali, but Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar, Hozar, Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri. So the Gemara says, loilam sav Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri, chefze nochi, chefze hefker. And they what? They are koine shvise. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. In this baraisa that says there are tchumim, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Ushmuo da oma le'el en koinin, ki rabono, da omri b'chefze hefke da en koinin. That's the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hanu dichri, the also l'mavrachte. There were elim that were brought to mavrachte. That was a shtot, and this shtot was, if you made an erev, you could come from mechuze to mavrachte. And goyim brought in yontev izim the elim dichi the also l'mavrachte. It was Yontif. Shorulu rove livnei mechuze lemizbad minayu. It was brought for goyim istome, not for yidin. So rove was matter for the bnei mechuze, those who were ma'arev erev Yontif, to buy them. Because they found them how to make a mechira muteres in Yontif, al kaponim, but there was now a source of dichrim in Mavrachte. So Rav said, the oilam from Mechuze, that was Ma'arif, to go to Mavrachte, is permitted to go to Mavrachte and purchase these oilam. Omalei Ravina le Rove, my daitoch, why are you matter? You have to understand, these goyim came mechutz l'tchum. Novos, the Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Chefze Nochi, ain't koinin shvise. Svamela, that's why you were matter. But Shmul, the Rav Yochanan, Aloche, ki Rav Yochanan. We have a machloikis. I mean, this is not a dover muskim. Shmul holds Chefze Nochi, is not koinin shvise. Rav Yochanan holds Chefze Nochi, is koinin shvise. So, the astomatic gemacht. der Rashba asks the kasha, what have you done? Halachike divrei ha-meikel beirev. What's the problem? We have such a klal. So one of the terutzim is that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi only said this on Tanoim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's not a blank check. Halachike divrei ha-meikel beirev. This is the machloikis in that he knew. He, in his computer, he had all the machloikis of Tanoim in Hilchus Eirev, so he said it was machi alochi kedivrei ha-meikol ba-Eirev. Rami-Rohim not. Yeah, so b'meila, that's one of the trusim of the Rashba. So Ravina is a kasha terove, how could you be mata? Hoda omarode. And we have to know how to do this. Xeira Bailam the Nochi, Yota Bailam the Israel. Hoda omarode. Rove Tsachnish Geshem Tabichoizer. Hoda omarode. Lizdavnu Livnei Mavrachte. The Kula, it can only be sold Livnei Mavrachte. The Kulu Mavrachte Lididu Kedalad Amistom. Mavrachte is a city that was Mukif Machitzes. So Take, it was brought Michutz L'Tchum, but the Mishnah says, according to Rabban Gamliel, something was taken out Chutz L'Tchum and they brought it to Adir, Asoya, or Ir Hamukif Mechitzu, so that whole area is Kedal Dal Balas. So Memele, so he withdrew his Psak, that Nemesin, the Bnei Mechuzze, can Zichar not take it out of Mavrachte, because it's Chutz L'Tchum. But in Mavrachte, it can be sold, because the whole Mavrachte is Balad Amistad. Zogt Rashi. Dichri Eilem. Mavrachte, Shei Mokim. Mechuzze, Ir Hasmuche le Mavrachte. The Stadt Mechuzze was close to Mavrachte. Beseich Dalad Alofim. Ma'alvin Mizulezu. So those who wanted to go to Mavrachte made a Ruvei Chumim, and they were able to go to Mavrachta. Rove was Mata le Mizben Minayu, va'aisinu le Mechuzah. You could bring it to Mechuzah. That was the first heta. Va'af al pi sheheviyum hanochim michutz l'tchum. Ay, the nochim brought it michutz l'tchum. The kosov, achef se hanochim, en koinim shvisa, like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Well, later Ravina was Moirer, that we hold Shmuel v'Rabbi Yechon, Halacha k'Rabbi Yechonin. So he says, Fakertz, he withdrew his heter, the Mechuzah cannot be brought, but in Mavracht it can be sold. Because the whole Mavracht is Ka'al Ba'am is Domi. Kiddis Nam b'masnisen, Eilichu le'ir acheres. The person was taken out of the Tchum and brought into Ir acheres, Oynasnu b'dir v'soya. That's a machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And Baskina la Omarav, Alochik, Rabbi Gamliel, Bedir, Vesoyer, Esvinas, even though he didn't mention Ir, but who had in Leir, Sheyesh, Lo Mechitzos. Rashi says, Klor, Rashi the Mishnah also said it, that this Alochik, that is Aloch of Kedal Dal Dal, just like Dir, Vesoyer, Esvinas have Mechitzos, so also Nimata, an Ir that has Mechitzos, and an Ir that has Mechitzos, is Kedal Dal Dal. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Tani Rab Chiya. Cheirem shebein techumei Shabbos. You can look in the Peirish Chai. The Peirish Chai, page 92. Cheirem shebein techumei Shabbos. Picture page 92, picture 23. So we have here as follows. That there was a body of water, and we see this line that's separating this body of water. So Rashi learns this was nets, or it was kanim that were one next to the other, and it was used to trap fish. Now these kanim that separated the body of water was exactly 2,000 amis away from each ear. So that means you had in Yisod two bodies of water, and we'll see in Rashi, but now they have we have the picture in front of us, so we'll explain the picture. That Rashi explains that these bodies of water, since they are in the tchum of the ear, they have their makim shvisa is like the ear. That means not the kaine shvisa bim kaimam, the kaine shvisa in their makim shvisa is in the ear. So memela, if their makim shvisa is in the ear, so that means this water can only, the tchum of the water ends by this line in the middle. Because if there would be kaine shvisa where they are, some memela, so then they have alpayim amma further. But the water has the din, since it's samach, since it's besaych tchum ha'ir, it has aloche, like the b'nei ha'ir. So memela, the tchum of the b'nei ha'ir ends after 2,000 amos, and that is this line that separates the two waters. So the tchum of this water also ends by this line. So memela, we have one large body of water, which was separated by a mechitza of kanim, and each side had its tchum. That means each side, the tchum ended from the bodies of water by this gather of kanim, which was in the middle. Now the problem was that the water flowed from one side to the other side. Now that's bitter. So since the water is flowing from one side to the other side, so let's say, if one is standing on he's from the ear on the right side and he wants to take some water in Yontif from this mayim over here, he can't take it because Lamaisa there's coming in water from Chutz L'Tchum. So each side has a problem. That means they can't shep water because the water is going through the kanim. That was the problem. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Cheirem Shebein Techumei Shabbos. So Rashi learns Cheirem is a net, or here it was a gather of Kanim, that is between the two Techumei Shabbos of each Shtot. Tzorich Mechitze Shel Balza Lavsikoi. So you can't leave it like this, Yontif or Shabbos, because the water goes through. So you need a mechitza shel balzel in order to be mafsik between the two waters, so to enable the balkoponim to derive benefit from the waters that are in their tchum. They shouldn't encounter the waters from the other tchum going in. That's what Rab Chiya said. Mechayech olei Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina. Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina ridiculed this psak. Like the Gemara, my time come achayich. What? Why are you ridiculing such a psak? Ilay me mishum de toni lo ke Rabbi Yochan and ben Nuri lechumre. Okay, says Rab Chiya, this was hefkedika water. So it was hefkedika water. So if you hold according to the Chachomim, so nichse hefke anat koine shvis at all. So, that koine shvis, so there's no problem. Rab Chiya held by Rabbi Yochan ibn Nuri, paskent Rabbi Yochan ibn Nuri, the nichsei hefke, are kind of shvisa. So he had a problem. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina didn't have a problem. He paskens like the Rabbana. And Allah, he paskens like the Rabbana. Frag the Gemari, leime mishim detoni lok Rabbi Yochan ibn Nuri lechumre. Because if Rabbi Chiya holds like Rabbi Yochan ibn Nuri, the iyo svire like a rabbona lekule, and Rabbi Yochan holds like a rabbona lekule, mishum de sova lekule, he holds lekule, man de toni lechumre mechayich alo, if he holds like Rabbi Yochan ibn Nuri, he's going to find a yid, I mean, so if he was machmat Rabbi Yochan ibn Nuri, so my mele is malachnish, you can disagree, but you don't laugh. Elo mishum desan yenaris hamoyishchen amayonis hanoivna renke ragle kolodom. Moving waters never kind of shvisa, so that's the gelechta, so the whole chumre doesn't make sense, because something, a body of moving water is never kind of shvisa. But dilma b'mechonosim, maybe we're speaking about Cheirim shebein tchumei Shabbos is speaking about a theoretical case. He said, if there's a net, bein tchumei Shabbos, you have a problem. There's a body of water. What kind of body of water is he speaking about? Maybe he's speaking about a body of water of mechunistika water. Mechunistika water is kainishvisa. Elo mishum diktoni tzorich mechitza shel barzel lapsikoi. That was the gelechta. The gelechta was, how is barzel going to help? So Rashi has two pshotim. Mechitza shel barzel means he a mechitza of 10 tfochim. She can put a mechitza of 10 tfochim in the water, in the tzorich mechitza shel barzel lapsikoi. So, b'meila, that's a gelechta. U'mayishna kanim duloi. Why do you hold kanim not? The aili buhumaye, because the water goes through the kanim. Shal barzunami aile buhumaye. I'll call from underneath. Chmeine, so what did you say? Tzorich. Or Rashi explains, I feel he say he meant a mechitza shal barzel, that you make it all the way down. But you also can't make a waterproof mechitza. You need good engineering for this. You can't make such a thing. So memele, so tzorich mechitza shel baus. So that's he left. The mechitza shel baus won't help. Bedil mefrek the gemar tava weiter nishlach. Tzorich vein loy takoma koma. He means to say you would need a mechitza shel baus. And since we don't have the facilities to make a mechitza shel baus, so no one can use the water. Zweiter nishdov was tzolach. Hello, you know why he left? Mishum dekalu sheikilu chachomim b'mayim. That Chazal were makel by mayim kide Rabbi Tavla. The boy minei Rabbi Tavla meirav mechitze tluyo ma'u shetater b'chulbe. A mechitze that is rochek three tfochem from the earth. Is it mater b'chulbe? A malei mechitze tluyo materes elo b'mayim. Kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim, so they were matter a mechitza tluya by mayim, so they were matter fartik. Just like a mechitza tluya is matter, because in lomdis it goes to the bottom, and that's sufficient. And in order to make that means in hilchis the easy suri trum which are the rabbon and the chachomim was soimech on this hevdu. So memela, so just like a mechitza tluya is matter, so that the kanim could also be matter. So memela, there's nothing but to make a chumra about. This is sufficient. The kanim are sufficient. Zogt Rashi, chayrem mitzudas dogim umafsik b'mayim. So this was a traps to catch fish. Umavsik b'mayim bein beis tchumim shel beis ayoris. This was mavsik between the end of two tchumim of two cities. V'chaveiroi mitzudim v'charomim. Traps. Achsi v'alken yizbach l'chalmoi. Together shel kanim. This was a fence made out of kanim. Tzorich lases mechitze shel barzel, shelo yavru mayim shel tchum zeh, lesoich tchum zeh. That the water on one side should not go to the other side. So here Rashi says, the whole ma, shebesoich tchum ha'ir, whatever is in the tchum ha'ir, en koine shvise bimkoimoi, Liyois loy mimkoimoy alpayim amo lechol ruach. Now Rashi says, amoyre dikezach, that something that finds itself besoich tchum ha'ir is not koine shvise bimkoimoy. Elo boso ha'ir gorir. It is nigrar boso ha'ir. So memele, so all these mayims over here that find themselves besoich ha'tchum, he can't move it because the tchum ends over here. The mayim is nigra boso deir. Ve'ein b'nei tchum zeh yecholim l'malois mitoich tchum atrim ne'erev mayim shol tchum ha'achet, because it mixes up. Agav uche, from this Rashi, I was able to understand another Rashi, which b'shaitoi was very unclear. We learned that Memhei Amid Beis, we learned as follows. Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara Klar de Shaila, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, does he hold Nichsei Hefka, are they Koine Shvise, are they not Koine Shvise? So Rabbi Yosef brought a raya,
It says Gshamim and Dafem Hey Medbay says Gshamim Sheyodu Me Erev Yontiv Yeshlam Alpayim Amo Lechol Ruach. Gshamim Sheyodu Me Erev Yontiv, they have Alpayim Amo Lechol Ruach. So Poshet is from the place they fell, they have Alpayim Amo. So Rav Yosef said, why do they have Alpayim Amo? So Kochach, you see, Nichsei Hefker are kind of Shvises, even though they don't belong to anyone. But they have Alpayim Amo. This was Rav Yosef Sarai. When this was told over to Rav Safra, so Rav Safra said, there's no Rai. V'dulme b'gshomim hasmuchim le'ir askino. Maybe it is speaking about gshomim hasmuchim le'ir. V'anshei oisayir baitem ilayu. So Rav Safra said, could be nichsei hefke and not koine shvise. If these kshamim would fall in a mokim chutzlayir, some emele, there's no tchum whatsoever. Nichse hefka nakay neshvis. But here, speaking about kshamim asmuchim leir, v'anshe yoisir data milayu, that the people had in zinin to be kaine these waters, these make kshamim, some emele, so it's not nichse hefka, there's a din of anshe yir, because they wanted to be kaine. That was Rav Safra's Dichli. When this was related to Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said that he's wrong. Is al kedai tok shami masmuchim li raskinon di ha yesh lamapayim amalachol ruach. So why does it say yesh lamapayim amalachol ruach? Okay, ragle anshe yoseir mi boile. Why does it so it says the wrong lashon? Why does it say ka'anshei yeshlam apayim amo lechol ruach? It should have said keragle anshei oiseir mi boile. So poshid yelom shatn the gemara lulei divrei Rashi, which we'll see now. Yelom shatn the gemara. I mean, it says yeshlam apayim amo lechol ruach. It seems the koinish visa bim kaima. Yeshlam apayim amo lechol ruach. If you say nichse hefke are not koine shvise, no, the anshe yeir wanted to be koine, should have said that they ka anshe yeir. There's a difference where you start your kinyan shvise. So memele, so that's the chayav poshut pshat in the gemara. And since it says yeshlam apayim amo lechol ruach, weiss the chayis that nichse hefke are koine shvise. Azoy volt ich gelernt the gemara. Well, Rashi doesn't say like this. Rashi says, let's see the Rashi memhei and base Yeshlehem mashme deinu gufayu konulu shvisa. From the lashon of the Braisa Vaisis, they were kind of shvisa. V'lav mishum das anshe yeir. Dei mishum das anshe yeir. Ha'lishne boi lemeimer. Harei hein keragle oisir. Should have said a different lashon. So Rashi says that Harayin Ka'ansa Yoshir and Apayim Lechol Ruach are the same. But the Lashon is Epis not Medik. It should have said, Holishne, the Imishum Das Ansheir, Holishne Boile Meima. So Rashi says that it should have said this Lashon, not this Lashon. So for Kelt, so now, you live and learn, because Rashi Lashitosai, Rashi says, Nirsei Hefke that falls somuch le'ir, the tchum, if it's in the tchum of the ear, they are ka'an she'ir. It is ka'an she'ir. So, memele, there's no difference if it's kain al nirsei hefke, or if it's kain al tan she'ir. Both are the same. But the loshin is shver. If the whole kinyan shvis is because of the an she'ir, so it should have said, ka'an she'ir, not hareilehem. Hareilehem vices that they're kaina on their own accord. And according to Rav Safa, they're kaina because of the anshir. Aval kaponim Rashi vice the chais Rashi, dachsim yavim em heyem et beis is l'shitosoy to what Rashi says over here. L'chayr, this is muchach from Rav Chiya. Amoyer dike chiddish, we'll see Taisa speaks about this chiddish, that nirsei hefker, which are kaina shvise samuch le'ir, so that they're not kaine shvisa bim kaimam, they get the tchum of the year. The nigra arbos of the year. Hachi garsin. Inei memishum detoni lo keab yoichin ebenuri. He said, Mori, it's now why did Rav Yaisi b'Rav Chanina ridicule this psak of Rab Chiya. In name, Mishim the Tanya Lachab Yechen and Ben Nuri Yilachum, Rabbi Yilakula Sova, Mishim the Svirale Lakula, called the Tanya Lachum, Machaychale, bit me. Ein neim a mishum der abchi yetan yila mas nisen kab yechen ben nur. He holds like kab yechen ben nur. Da mach hef se hef ke kainen schwiese besaych truman. In der trum, brab yaisi bachnin zvir leke rabbana lakulu, da mach in kainen schwiese, bera in keragle kolodom. Yes, I'm a malus, you don't laugh because of such things, because of Rabchi wants to be machma. But once a mother wants to say, no, mechitze shal ba'al zonami aile bo mayo. Mitatoi, it's gonna go down from the bottom. What do you expect to accomplish with a mechitze shal ba'al zon? Does that mechitze yutfochi me? Play mati yad kakoi samayi. Number one. Now you say, he means takiv afilu magas le kakoi samayi. But yef shishlo yichnesu amayi mitachteo. But you can't make a waterproof mechitze. It's sicher going to go through. Ela mishim hochi mechaichalei, bekalo shikilachame b'mayim b'mechitze kodu, bavachi ei bo yud, mahani bo, vavu gavdai lo bo maye, mi iloi, mi tatoi, skaitans nishton. Kede boi minera betavlo, vachi heiche de mechitze tluye mahani, so just like we see mechitze tluye helps, mechitze sakani nami mani, de mali mar v'mayim b'tatoi, mami la mar v'ben kona l'chaveiroi, there was kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim. Now, let us see Tosfos. Va'keilim v'ho'oitzroi sheshovsu b'soich hatchum. Yesh l'malpayim amo l'chol ruach. Now, let's remind ourselves what we hit in the Baraisa. Now, we hit a problematic Rashi. That the Baraisa, which was speaking about a number of cases where we see that nichsei akum akoine shvise. So one of the cases is va'keilim va'oitzrei sheshovsu b'soichatchum yeshlam alpayim amo l'chol ruach. They were shovis b'soichatchum. They have alpayim am. Perish akuntres va'afilu hein shel hefker. Loimi boi. No, afilu hein shel hefker. It also is alpayim amo l'chol ruach. Mashme. The loy mi boy im yesh lahem bailem, if they would belong to someone, it's sicher, if it was shav su besoichat chum, they have alpayim amal lechol ruach, that's a lo hevke also. The koshe, the e yesh lahem bailem, hareim kelagli abailem. So forget, then it's not, kelim sheshavsu b'seichatchum yeshlam alpayim amo lecholuch. Tosfos learned the Baraisa the Bible as follows. That you had kelim that was shavis in the trum, so in that mokim they have alpayim, they have a radius of alpayim amo lechol ruach. So Rashi said, afilu nichsei hefke. Vaisteis, if they belong to someone, they'll zicha have this radius. In fact, Tosfos, no, they belong to someone. You see where the bailam is. They'll have the radius of the bailam, the nigra rachara bailam. So why did Rashi say, afilu nichsei hefke? Vafilu imnam midem kigoin shabailam b'iracheres. Afilu will say, that, no, it's speaking about that the Bailam is Biracheres. Tahash, the Lehavi, Keragli, Abailam. So Tosfos says, well, I'll have an answer to this. It is speaking about that the Bailam are Biracheres. So then, the Chafetzim are not Nigrar Bos of the Bailam, and soon we'll understand, Tosfos will explain what the Afilu is. But let's stop here. So Tosfos has an eitzah to the kasha. The kasha was that how could these kelim be koinish shvisa bim koimom the nigra achad the bailam? So Tosfos says, oh, the bailam is in a different city, so there can't be nigra achad the bailam. So then they have their own kinyan shvisa. Now on this Tosfos, which lemaisa all the rishonim bring down this teretz. The Gedolei Achoinim, Rabbi Kiveger, the Rishash, ask a kasha, Tosfos is verkehrt von an offene Mishneh in Beya. The Mishneh in Beya says as follows. The Mishneh Lametes Amad Beis in Beya says, מי שהיו פירוסוב בעיר אחרס. His Paris, as his Reuben was in Monsi, and he had Paris Be'ir Acheres. A different stadt. And that other stadt was Lagabi Reuben, it was Chutz L'Tchum. The other stadt was Chutz L'Tchum. Ve'ir vu b'nei oisei ha'ir, lovei etzloi. And the b'nei oisei ha'ir made an air, and they can come to him. They can come to his stadt. Lo yaviu loy peirosov, so they shouldn't bring him his peiros. They're coming sinusai chantiv. They shouldn't bring him his peiros. So Rashi says, why? Why shouldn't they bring him his peiros? The hoyil vehu loy orav lisham, since he did not make an eriv, he can't go there. Da hakel kiragle abaylim. So everything is like the Raglei Habaylim. So what does that mean? So that means he's in this shtot. And so those peiros, hachutz l'tchum. If he would have made an Erev, so that would be also b'soich tchumoy, the peiros in the second shtot, so then they could bring it to him. But since he didn't make an Erev, v'hakel k'raglei habaylim, So the tchum of those peiros is where he is. And now they're chutz l'tchum. So if they're chutz l'tchum, you can't, they went out of the tchum, faltik, so you have to leave it there. And so there's an often in Mishnah and Beye that says that if a person is in a different shtot, the peiros are keragli abaylam. That's what Rashi says over there. The Magia, And the Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say, the whole problem really is the Lashon of Rashi. That means if you'd learn the Mishnah could learn a different way pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Mi shahoya peiroisov be'ir acheres, ve'irvu b'nei oiseir lovay etzloi, lo yaviyu loy peiroisov. They can't bring him his peiros. So lulei divrei Rashi, you can learn pshat because the peiros were kind of shvisa over there, and so that's chutz l'tchum. So it's chutz l'tchum. So memele, so because this shtot is chutz l'tchum for him, and they were kind of there, so you can't bring it to him. Not because the peiros have his shvisa over here and there chutz l'tchum. You can't bring the peiros which were kind of shvisa over there. You can't bring it to him because it'll be chutz l'tchum. That's how the Tosfos of Beis Peretz, the Magid, the Tosfos of Beis Peretz wants to say, and he brings a Meiri that says, he brings some, that the Meiri says that Rashi said that over there. So Memeila, it's a Meiri de Kemetzia. So that's what all the Achrayim asked, and often the Mishnah, it could be there's no Mishnah whatsoever, it's a Rashi over there. So it could be the Rishonim didn't learn like Rashi, and the Meiri brings some Rashi, take a different shot. About Al-Koponim, we have to know this is a very yesodistic Tosfos. Allah, we zichar on, but the Rosh Hashas and Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin like this. Rabbi Kiveig also asks, but Al Kaponim, this is Amir Adikya Tosfos. We have to know Tosfos says that the chafetzim of a person, if he's in a different shtot, they're kind of shvisa bimkayma. So now let's get back to the Taisus. So Taisus asked Akasha. Taisus said, asked Akasha, what is the Afilu? Afilu, we're speaking about another case, Afilu Nichse Hefke. So what is the first case that we are speaking about that it belongs to someone and their Koine Shvise, and where they find themselves, they have Alpayim Amal Lecholtzad. If they have Bailim, Harei Hein Keragle Abailim. Vafilu Im Nami Dem Kigoin Shabailim Biracheres. No, we'll answer that kasha. We'll say it's speaking about the Bailim is Biracheres. Nahash the Loi Havri Keragle Abailim. Umikol Mokim, so good. So that's the Ragle Abailim. So what is the Afilu? What is the Afilu? Loi mi boy, when they have a Bailim, the Zicha Koine Shvisa over here. Tebeseichatron. Afilu, they don't have a Bailim, they're also Koine Shvisa over here. So what is the Maile, your Bailim, Nish Bailim, if they're not Nikra Bosa, the Bailim? Well, what's the Maile? So Taisus says, Alamdis, which we also have to understand. So Taisus says, Umikomokim b'nei shvise heim yoysa min hefke. That means in Yesod Kalim, which belong to a Bailim, even though they don't have the tchumim of the Bailim, but they're more b'nei shvise than nirse hefke. So memele, so that is pshat and Rashi. So pshat and Rashi is loimi, boy, if they have a Bailim, the zikha kaine shvise bim kaimam. Afilu, they don't have a Bailim, they're also kaine shvise bim kaimam, because nirse hefke is kaine shvise. V'yesh lam alpaimam ulachol luach. So memele, fashteim idach yorash. So Taisus, mi kol mokaim, ein nire lahamid klal, b'yesh lahem Bailim. So Taisvah says, no, I can't learn that pshat, the Baraisa, that's speaking about B'yesh Lohem Bailim. The B'yesh Lohem Bailim, if they have Bailim, Mali Toich Atchum, Mali Chutzlatchum. So what is the Chiddush of Toich Atchum? So the Maram says pshat and Taisvah says follows. If it is speaking about Hefker, so then it's telling me a chiddush. Osi shape, vashmino. The af al pi shem smuchin le'ir. Vika le'meimer das anshe he'ir aleihem. Af al pi ken yesh lam alpayim ame mimokim shem munochem. He says, Taisus is the kasha, what is the Baraisa telling us? The Baraisa is telling us that the koin alpayim ame, if they are betoich tchum ha'ir. The Tana says, well, not that they're in the midst of Hudson clothes, no, the betoich tchum here. Now, apayim amas are kind of wherever they are. If they're in the middle of Hudson clothes, they're also kind of apayim amas. So why did he mention betoich tchum here? So he wants to tell us a rebusa. So the Baram explains the rebusa as follows. That if it would be nichsei hefkes, he's talking about merdike rebusa. That I would think that not kind of, if the toich tchum here, so they're a svara to say maybe the das b'nei ha'ir wants to be kind of them. So then the tchum should be not where they are, but should be ketoich ha'ir. So it says, achidish no, arei hein koinen alpayim amo, where they are. They're not like raglei ha'ir. That's achidish by nichsei hefke. But according to Rashi, that Rashi says it is also speaking about Nechosim Sheshlam Bailim, Nechosim Sheshlam Bailim, the Bnei can never be koinet. So why does he more, Lois Atzir, was betoich trum ha'ir, and it's koinet, shvisa bim koinet. What's this gewaldike rebusa of betoich trum ha'ir? Mikomo kemeinire lahamit klau b'yeshlam bailim, the yeshlam bailim mali teichatchum mali chutzlatchum. They kind of pay mama wherever they are. So therefore, Taisus does not like Rashi's pshat v'nire de bishel hefker ayri. It is speaking about bishel hefker. Oh, v'ho de noka teichatchum. Now it's good. Lashmi'inon, even though it's toichatchum, and there'd be a svara to say that bashal b'neir alayu, afal hochi lekonu shvisa se'ir, afal pikin the nakonu shvisa se'ir. In fact, the chtois was, if that's the chiddush, im toime maishna da hochi yeshlam apayim ama lechol huach, the mashma mim koimon, midalektoni keraglei anshe ye'ir, the gabik shomim shesmuchim le'ir, Avi keragle anshe yeir kedamrin leel. By kshomim, Rav Safra wanted to say it is kanshe yeir. And here we say it's not kanshe yeir. So what's that kipshat? But forget now. I appreciate the chiddush that the goof is the chiddush that it's not kanshe yeir, even though it's hefker and it could see died in a lie. About kaponos, what is a different taka than kshomim according to Rav Safra? Yeshloima, the hosom ansheir daitom aleia. There, it's kansheir, because ansheir want to use this water. The kshomim yedum lechol b'nei heir. Avol oitzreis de hefke, here we're speaking about oitzreis of hefkim, how you doing kvar yezoichem, but not too many people know about it. So memela, something that is unknown, you can't say daitom aleia. So therefore, it's a kind of shvisa bim kaima. Vaychemo yesh lechalek mishum dehosom, besmuchim, ukroivim. There it's speaking about that not, it was in betchum here, it was close to the year. It's daiten alev. V'hochir b'rechoikim. Here it's speaking about that it's far away. El Hashem b'seichatchum. Period. Al koponim, so Tosfos the Vayel wanted to learn pshat in this bereise. We are speaking about nichsei hefker, and the koinish shvise bim koimom, even though they're in the tchum here, that's not ka'anshe here, it's like the tchum here. Umiyu nire, so Tosfos says, but I wish to disagree with this pshat. Talpayim amo lav mim koimom koma. The whole pshat is wrong. Dalpayim Amma does not mean where they are resting. Elamina here. Kamai Bikshamim Dalel. The whole pilpul I had is wrong, Taka, just like Bikshamim. The Hamulchach, so Taisis brings the Gemara, which Gabi Chayrim Shebein Shtei Trumei Shabbos. The Rabbi Yochin and Ben Uri Chefzei Hefke Shebesoi Chatchum Koinim Shvises Soir. That was the whole problem, the way Rashi said, that if it's Besoi Chatchumei here, it's koine shvise ka'anshe yoyim. Afilu ein das anshe yir aleim. Afilu de ein das anshe yir aleim. K'moi she'aforish besomuch. K'moi she'aforish besomuch. This is the last thesis. This is going to say this. U'bereise dohoche ki rabbi yoichinim ben uri. So Memele, so Taisvis wants to say that it is speaking about, now Taisvis is saying a new pshat, im pshat Taisvis, soichatchum means it is koine, Taisvis, soichatchum is ka'anshei ha'ir. Soichatchum is koine ka'anshei ha'ir. So the Marsha says, so according to Tosfos now, that what Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi, that's speaking about Yeshlam Bailam, because Yeshlam Bailam ulzichanapi nikra noch de'ir. And Yeshlam Bailam is, even though they're not nikra bosa the Bailam, they're not nikra bosa the ear either. So, and here pshat is that Yeshlam Apayamama means it's like Anshe Yeil. Black lamifrachayke ragle anshir mi boile. That's what it means. It should have said kanshayir ki the parchel. He's given the hiske hoche teichatchum mashme shaper d'apayim amal lachol ruach mini ir koma. It's teichatchum here, so that means like apayim amal mini ir. If avon gav the kailu badi shoyl kaili min anochi v'nochi moim et chutz le'amoyim le'apayim im koyme. Stomme de milsen nochi bi'ir oimid. We're speaking about a nochi that is oimid bi'ir. De kulo mavrachto kedalet ames damye. So lemaise rove lefiye emes said that lemaise we have to be machme like Rabbi Yochanan. Nichsei akum akoine shvise midarabono. But in Mavrachta, they could purchase these Eilim because the home Mavrachta is a din of Daladamas. Bereish pirke peirish hakunteris, vayilichoy le'ir acheres, varei mukefes mechitzis. Mashme deloy choshev kedalad ames le'inye lahaleches kulo. So from Rashi, we see this whole din, that an ear is a din of Dalet Ames, elabu mekefes mechitzis, dumye de dir de soya. So v'hom avrachte tzorich loyme de mekefes mechitzis habes. So we have to say who is matter de mavrachte, and Rashi taka says it. Rashi says that mavrachte had mechitzis. Yeah. Put in Leir, she yeshla mechitzes, and then so means mavrachte et mechitzes, mavrachte et mechitzes. Frektach Tosfos, v'avol gav de gabi noisen eruvay be'ilon, porich chutz li, the Gemara says, noisen eruvay be'ilon, so there's a problem over there, that he wanted to be koinish vise by the trunk of the tree. And the ilon was lemaila meyesel. So the Gemara says, Chutz li'ibura shel ir nami, just like if it's in the ibura shel ir, you reckon the whole ibur command the mal yedomi, and it's called that he's together the same level with the Erev, es chutz li'ibura shel ir nami, kib nomaro v'hanoi sein eruva yesh le daladames, l'chol tzad, so it's in his daladames. So it's dalet, 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 mashme, the toich iburi she'ir, nami have a time of ishanas loy kol he'ir, v'iburo ka'arba ameis. So vayis tachois, Moses, this is nami ka'arba ameis. Iburo she'ir is the whole iburo she'ir is a din of dalet, dalet, dalet. Af al pi she'ein shom mechitze. So Taisa says, from there you see that even though there's no mechitze, it also is a din of dalet, dalet, dalet. So Taisva says there are two inyonim. Hani mili lishbaisham. The person wants to be lishayvisham. The person wants to be shayvis. Oy nois and sham eruvoy. Sheyesh le apay mama lechol ruach v'nech shavach kol kedal adames. Afiluchutz lemechitzes. Given shu bi bura shalir. There you don't need mechitzes. Where he wants to be shayvis. So the ear in the bura shalir. The Ibura Shalir, even though there's no Mechitzes, so it's Nitfal to the year. That's if he wants to be Shoivis. Avol Bibo, Michutz Letchum. And there's a din Eile El Adal Adal Dal, Dain in Nechshav Kedal Damas, Beloi Hekif Mechitzes. Period. For Oymeri, now the Ri wants to say another Allah. The boy Nami to Tehevi Mukefes Ledire. That what we say, that Dalit, that an ear has to be mukif mechitzes in order to have a loch of dal dal dalit. It's not tamas a mukif mechitzes, it's to be mukif ledira. Loy odif, because here we see that a filo by shvise gufa you need mukif ledira. Loy odif mishovas ba'aver mechitzes sheyesh loy alpayim amo lechol ruach. Afilo hochi lechoshiv legabei ka'arba ameis behekiv yoisimi beisosayim shleihukil vladire. That when do you reckon that the whole Ava Mechitzes is dalet al dalet, and he has out of that alpayim ama, that is dafke if it was hukiv vladire, or it's less than a beisosayim. But, Yesim beis shaim shlehukav ledire avichal lechoshiv legabi karba ames bekev yesim beis shaim shlehukav ledire by shvise gufes as something that is not mukav ledire kedama b'shavas betail v'nika nika z'psaza boir achritz is so if it's yeser mi beis shaim even though it's mukav mechitzes he it's not kedal dal dal. Tzarech lezer bedover habo michutz letchum b'shvil Yisrael ze deshari liYisrael acher oy shebo b'shvil nochi shelo yitaltalenu chutz ledalad ames beir she'ein lo mechitzes shemukefes ledire. If the ear does not have mechitzes that were mukef ledire, so memele, so there's no din of dalad al dalad. Al Kaponim Taisis had two Yesaidis. Yesaid number one is that you only need Mechitzais by his Bo Mechutz Letchum, and these Mechitzais have to be also Dalet Dal Dalet. Cheirem, Loshen, Metzudais, Vacharomim, Shebein Shnei Tchumei Shabbos, Tzorch Mechitzais Shal Balsuch, Layabru Maim, Metchum Zeh Letchum Zeh. Tachol Ma Shebeseich Tchum Heir, Ein loy shvise bim koimoy. That whatever is besoich tchum heir shvise bim koimoy. It doesn't have makim shvise where it is. Liyas loy apayim lachaluch mim koimoy. Ela bosa kal tegrire. It's nigra bosa d'shtot. Kach perish akuntas v'chei perish rabbeinatam. Ela the perish, he says, cheirem is a different type, not a loshen of a trap, or a loshen of a hechrim Hashem l'shoin yam, Kshemala Yam is Loshin Misyabesh. Kshemala Hayam Shirtoin Misyabesh Nishorim Nikoim Aleim Mayim. So there are griba that are full of Mayim. Becherem Unika Mole Mayim. It seems the in the middle there was like a Psehevdal in between. Becherem Loshin Charitz.
Beim Taim Efektois ist amai Muki lo ki abjechenem benui. Kol Rabbono nami omer leel gabi kshomim asmuchim leel behabe keraglei anshei oir. So memelo, why did Mo want to say that he ridiculed Abchia because he passed like Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri? This is if we say it's kanshei oir, maybe because it's like kshomim asmuchim leel. Vishleim adahochet demim shechi metchum ze letchum ze. So they can't get it. Is botla daitam. Avikechef sehefke they kainish visal rabbono. Avikeragle hazoiche. Avol rabbi yoichen in the kono shvisik shein besoich trumeir. Kainish visisir. Avol pi shein das odom aleihem kain. Period. Avol ein leforish. Del rabbi yoichen in benuri kainish visabim kaimon. Maybe we'll say a different shot. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we won't say the way Rashi says. The taka kaine shvise bim kaimo. Uma she tzorech mechitze shel balzel. So what's the problem? The kaine bim kaimo. So that now they hear from their mokim, they have 2,000 amas. Hainu kedei lachnisom leir. Because you want to take them into the year. Fisha mikzas amayim rechoikim in the ear yoysem me alpayim amo. So memele, that's why. That means to go into the whole year, you have to go more than alpay mamo. Timkein amay nokat bein shnei tchumim. So then it doesn't have to bein shnei tchumim. Afili leke ir shniya lemotze lahachnis mayim leir shechutz letchum. What's that? It's shnei tchumim. Vaoy afilu mechitze shal bazel loy toyer lachnisam leir misoyf alpay mamash hebetchilas ir kolo alpay shal mayim. Now, Vaistachoi said it's Take because that's not the story. The story is because that the Mayim is kind of the Tchum of the year that's next to it. So, Memela, so that's why it says, Cheirem Shebein Tchumei Shabbos.